Today, we are joined by Emma White. Emma White is a food tech consultant and founder of Why Meat Co. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. And yourself, Jack?
I'm good, thank you. And I saw this media release for an article that I guess kind of, I don't know, maybe it was slightly triggering for me and or exciting, but I can't eat garlic and onion, which is super... Yeah, it's not good. It's not nice for myself. I'm a person who loves both garlic and onion, but this article is about navigating food intolerance and allergens when hosting a Christmas feast. Do you have any intolerances?
I don't personally, but I know of a number of people that do, and I think the statistics are quite high. I think Australia's one of the highest rates of allergens in the world. With, 1 in 10 infants and 2 in 100 adults having an allergic or food intolerance. And I think allergens and food intolerances are slightly different from that perspective. Allergens are obviously something that you'll have an allergic reaction to, and a food intolerance is something that you can sort of still live with but obviously feel like discomfort and so forth. So I think regardless of anything, it obviously is a trying time for both the guest and the host.
Yeah, so how can people go about this in terms of when they're hosting a party?
Yeah, I think check in with your guest. I think when you're saying you've got onion and garlic as a concern for your body, which is not uncommon, but it is slightly something that's overlooked from that perspective. And I think, check in with your guest, have a reaction plan and understand those differences that your guests will have and prepare accordingly.
Well, I think once upon a time, back in the day, we all would have laughed this off. However, it's pretty serious now in terms of it can cause people a lot of pain. And
yeah, definitely. I mean, allergens are not there just because we all like to put them on the back of a pack. I think from our end, it's, the reason why legislation's being put in place is because someone's had either a severe reaction or actually caused death. None of us at this point in time want to head to the hospital. They're overwhelmed at this point in time, and I think, making sure those conscious efforts to prepare food correctly and checking in with your guests is something that we all need to be aware of.
Do you have anything that you recommend in terms of what we should put on the Chrissy platters this year?
It's a really good place, looking on obviously Google or if all else fails, and if you feel like it's really overwhelming from a hosting perspective, go to the supermarket shelves. There's plenty of products out there that actually do cater for your gluten or your celiac intolerances and particular allergens. I think we also oversee shellfish as well as crustaceans and seafood at this time of year, and fish, and these are common allergens that are associated and can cause serious harm to a consumer.
Protect your tummy this silly season, and protect your loved ones' tummies. You know, this is important, and it's not that hard to go, I don't want to be eating a bag of chips all weekend, but I would be grateful if I do. A bag of chips is better than nothing. I'm Jack.